Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on Tuesday, November 29th. Today we will hear from the Green Party's Howie Hawkins about how ranked choice voting could go live in New York State if people get behind the idea. It's already in New York City, Alaska, and some other states. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather and the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy has finished singing this song. And it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network.
On Wednesday, November 30th, Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers from Catskill celebrate the release of their new single, I Believe in You, from the album How Many Roads, performing at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. That's Wednesday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. Lex Gray and her Urban Pioneers band that usually features Sonny Rock, Ed Wiliski, Brian DeWan, and Tim Farrell. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information about this show and many others.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA with the WGXC local news for Tuesday, November 29th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner announced that due to planned construction at the Hudson Department of Motor Vehicles, the office will be closed on November 29th, November 30th, and December 1st. During that time, the large window located behind the DMV counter will be replaced, making it impossible for staff to do business while the work is being done. In her statement, Tanner apologized for any inconvenience, advising patrons to use the drop box in the alternative. The office was open November 28th and will be open on December 2nd. The clerk's office and records room will be open for business all week. The county clerk's office and the DMV can be reached by calling 518-828-3339. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that a series of workshops are planned to help low-income utility customers take advantage of state programs that can lower future bills and erase past balances. The workshops will be held in Kingston, Newburgh, and virtually all are focused on Central Hudson gas and electric customers. Central Hudson customers have been forced to deal with wildly fluctuating and high utility bills since September 2021. The utility is under investigation by the State Public Service Commission. The workshops will focus on the Energy Affordability Program, which subsidizes energy bills for low-income utility customers, and the related Electric and Gas Bill Relief Program, which erases past due balances that accrued during the pandemic. Representatives at the workshops promised to help eligible customers enroll in both programs. The workshops will be held on December 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the YMCA on Broadway in Kingston, also on December 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Newburgh Free Library on Grand Street in Newburgh, and from noon to 1 p.m. on December 9th online. Information on the individual workshops is available at the Cornell Cooperative Extension Dutchess County website. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg reports for the Columbia paper that Hudson School District Business Administrator Jonathan Boehm will leave the district in January after 3 years of service. Quote, "I really have enjoyed working at the Hudson City School District," unquote, said Boehm. Quote, "Everybody I work with is great. Great administrators, great teachers. A piece of me will stay part of Hudson," unquote, he said. He will move into the same position with the Ravina Queeman Selkirk Central School District, where he resides and his children attend school. Boehm said he has enjoyed working with the current superintendent, Lisa Marie Spindler, her predecessor, Maria L. Suttmeyer, as well as the Board of Education. Quote, "We've done a lot for the community. I thank the board for allowing me to serve the Hudson City School District," he said, unquote, he said. Boehm is a native of Valencia and a graduate of Chatham High School. He studied accounting and holds degrees from Mount St. Mary College and St. Rose College. He served as treasurer for the Chatham Central School District and business administrator for the Germantown Central School District before coming to Hudson in February 2020 as the business administrator. No word on the district's plan to replace him come January. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. You're listening to Quintron's Weather Warlock. Live stream of an analog drone synthesizer played by the weather, made by the New Orleans-based artist Quintron. You can listen to the Quintron Weather Warlock take the changes in weather at Wave Farm in Greene County and hear it anytime, 24 hours a day, at wavefarm.org/listen, or go to any WGXC.org webpage and click on the listen button to hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, turning the changes in precipitation and sunlight and wind and temperature into sound.
Welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, November 29th. Local early morning temperatures range from 26 degrees in Tannersville to 34 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 41. Closest likely snowfall today is over 100 miles west, south of Buffalo. Today, locally, will be dry but mostly freezing. A high of 33 happens at 1 p.m. Winter coats today, people. Overnight, temperatures fall to 28 degrees briefly, then climb to 35 by dawn and hit 45 by 3 p.m. tomorrow. The warmer temps, however, bring rain all day and afternoon wind gusts. Overnight, temperatures drop steadily and rain comes to an end as snow near midnight. We get a low of 24. Thursday, more wind gusts and a high temperature of only 30 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:13 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:59 a.m. Looking way up, we see a high-speed solar wind is due to arrive at the end of the week, causing G1 class magnetic storms. Solar wind speed is currently 520 kilometers per second at 11.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible for everything other than AM radio till dark. then conditions will be fair below 4 MHz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4.3. Storm level. The current sunspot number is 52. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Amanda Lees of Freehold, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Only dogs can hear.
95.7 FM.
Acra,
Catskill, Chatham, Coxsackie, East Chatham, West Chatham, North Chatham, and Old Chatham.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the plains with ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in a circle.
Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle.
16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town. And they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the pain.
captive on the carousel. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. So the years spin by and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true, new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel. We can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. And go round and round and round in the circle again.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This is now the fifth time my name has been on the ballot in less than 2 years for the same doggone job.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia says he has proven to voters just how much he wants to win the December 6th Senate runoff election against his opponent, Republican Herschel Walker. Voters in Georgia broke a state record for a single day of early voting, casting nearly a quarter of a million votes. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says Senate Democrats currently don't have the 60 votes needed to advance an assault weapons ban bill, but a win in Georgia's Senate runoff election could change that. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Joe Biden was only referring to assault weapons when he called on Congress over the weekend to pass a ban on high-powered guns.
We understand it's an uphill battle. We understand that this is not easy. He gets that, but doesn't mean that he's going to stop fighting for it or that he's going to stop talking about it.
President Biden is also urging Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a nationwide railroad strike, which he says would shut down many American industries. Four rail unions are negotiating new contracts after a tentative agreement was rejected. Biden says there appears to be no path to resolve the dispute at the bargaining table. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, the first openly gay person to serve in the U.S. Senate, is celebrating the passage of another procedural step to strengthen protections for same-sex and interracial marriages.
Certainly throughout the American public, the acceptance of marriage equality, the belief that one ought to be able to marry and protect the person they love, is now, I would say, almost overwhelmingly supported.
The Respect for Marriage Act would guarantee federal recognition of any marriage between two individuals if the union was valid in the state where it was performed. It would also require states to accept the legitimacy of a valid marriage performed elsewhere.
I mean, what they did in 2020, it looks like they've done that again and then some. And for the governor, if he says he's going to certify this and Katie Hobbs to certify this, I think they really better think long and hard.
Officials in Cochise County, Arizona, have voted to delay certifying results from this month's midterm elections, as former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake repeats unfounded claims that voters were disenfranchised. County officials missed the state's legal certification deadline of Monday, a move that is expected to bring immediate legal challenges. Finally, Republican Senators Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, and John Thune are a rarity in their party for criticizing former President Donald Trump for hosting a well-known white nationalist for dinner at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Trump says he was unaware of who was coming to dinner. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. November 26, early voting began for the highly anticipated December 6 runoff election between sitting U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and football star and businessman Herschel Walker. But what is a runoff, and why don't we hear about it very often? Only two states have rules which require a majority vote to win versus a plurality, Georgia and Louisiana. In Georgia, a 50% majority is required for congressional, state executive, and state legislative elections. Senator Warnock received 49.4% of the vote to Walker's 48.5%. But because no candidate reached 50% plus one vote, a runoff is required on December 6th. In Louisiana, runoffs are required in local elections, too, when a majority is not reached. Louisiana also uses an open primary system, where candidates of any party run on one ballot in the primary, and with the top two candidates advancing to the runoff if no candidate receives a majority. Because incumbent U.S. Senator John Kennedy garnered 61.6% over 12 other challengers in the primary, he won outright on November 8th. December 10th, voters decide on several judicial and city council races and three ballot initiatives, which weren't decided on November 8th. We have links to articles and resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Next, we have 2022 new music from the Sun Ra Orchestra and Marshall Allen. And this piece they call Chopin is a reimagining of Chopin's Prelude in A Major, Op. 28, number 7, on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM.
Sun Ra Orchestra with some Chopin on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
We're joined by Howie Hawkins to talk about the issue of ranked choice voting. Some people also know it as instant runoff voting. We have adopted this in New York City, but just for primaries. But people would like to see it statewide. Howie recently, the Green Party candidate for governor. So Howie, can you maybe just quickly explain for people what is ranked choice voting?
Well, as a voter, you go into the booth, and instead of just picking your favorite, you get to rank the candidates in order of your preference. So if you're a progressive who likes the Greens but is afraid of the Republicans and then votes Democrat as a lesser evil, you wouldn't have to do that under ranked choice voting. You could rank the Green first, the Democrat second, and not worry about helping your worst enemy, the Republican, in that case. So that's the basic idea. The way it works is if none of the candidates wins a majority in the first round, the last place candidate is eliminated, and the second choices on their ballots are transferred to their second choices. And then you count again. And as soon as somebody gets over 50%, a majority, they're declared the winner. And you can also do this in multi-member districts and get proportional representation. So, for example, we had, instead of 150 single-member districts for the state assembly, we could have 15 10-member districts. So the winning threshold would be about 10%. So you rank your choices as a voter, and the votes are transferred. From those that got over the winning threshold, their extra votes are transferred, and then the last place candidate is eliminated and their votes transferred. And you keep doing that until the 10 candidates get over the 10% threshold. And that way, each political viewpoint gets its proportional share of representation. And what it also does is eliminate the problem of gerrymandering, not just the spoiler problem that you have with winner-take-all elections from single-member districts, but also the gerrymandering problem, because it doesn't matter so much how you draw the district lines for a multi-member district, because you're going to get proportional representation. So that's the basic idea behind it.
Now, in New York City, the voters did approve having ranked choice voting for primaries, but not for Congress. And that became a big concern in the 10th congressional district down there in the Democratic primary, because a very wealthy corporate bank supported centrist, won the election in a very progressive district with, I think, slightly over 20% of the vote. There were so many candidates winning. If they had a proportional representation, a more progressive candidate would have won. Why didn't New York City go all the way, both for Congress, but also why are they just limited to primaries and not the general election?
Well, I think to do it for Congress, it would have to be done at the state level. In the city, they limited it to primaries because basically the Democrats ran the process of making this charter change. And I think they wanted to solve the problems of, vote splitting. You just gave an example in that congressional race where the progressives split the vote and a centrist who was a minority, most of the district wouldn't support, got in. So they did that for the primary. But then in the general election, I think they wanted to keep the door closed to the Green Party, because then people could vote for us as their first choice. And I don't think the Democrats want the competition. So I think that's what happened in New York City. Ironically, New York City used to have proportional ranked choice voting from 1937 to 1945 for the city council. And that's when the first African-American was elected, Adam Clayton Powell Jr., or the third, whichever one it was. And the first woman elected to the city council, because another thing proportional ranked choice voting does is it gives people who have been excluded, groups that have been excluded, ethnic minorities, women, proportional representation if people want to vote for them. So there's, New York City hasn't even got back to where it was, 80 years ago.
Now, there are a few states which have approved ranked choice voting, for congressional elections. Maine has had it for a couple of years, even though both parties tried to overthrow what the voters had put on the ballot, but eventually the court said, no, you really do have to eventually listen to the voters. And Alaska this year was using ranked choice voting for both the House and the Senate. Where do we stand in New York State in terms of actually getting the state legislature to agree to adopt ranked choice voting statewide?
We actually now have three states. Nevada just approved it in this election. And ranked choice voting, going into 2020, there were only 24 jurisdictions in the country that used it. Coming out of this election, there are over 100. So this is a reform that's advancing quickly across the country. New York is behind, and a lot of our politicians say, they're on the progressive cutting edge. Well, here's an opportunity. I think the first step in New York would be to have all statewide elections for the statewide offices, for the the executive offices for the state, governor, comptroller, attorney general, but also the U.S. senators in the presidential race. We could, just a simple law passed by the legislature could do that. I think that's the first step. In New York.
Well, don't you have the problem with statewide races, however, in that the Democrats wrote the law, so it's almost impossible for any independent third party to get on the ballot. So it seems like ranked choice voting is less important with the statewide races because they've largely turned it into two-party races.
Well, that's what I was just about to say, is you've got to have more than two candidates on the ballot in order to make ranked choice voting relevant, which means we got to have a reasonable ballot access law like we had before 2020. It wasn't easy in New York State, but we did have 5, 6, 7, 8 candidates for statewide offices. This year it was only 2. So that would have to accompany a legislation for ranked choice voting.
Now, is there legislation that has even moved out of any committee in the state legislature? Or the chairs of the election law committees, have they been introducing bills? Are some of the so-called reform groups like Common Cause, Leeward Voters, NYPIRG, have they been promoting ranked choice voting?
There's no law been introduced by any of the legislatures. We've been talking to them, and I believe we can get a law introduced, a bill introduced for ranked choice voting, like I described for all the statewide offices. This coming session. Of the good government groups you mentioned, the League of Women Voters has been having a lot of discussion and endorsements of ranked choice voting in New York State. So that group is you know, leading the charge in that direction among the good government groups.
So how did these other states or municipalities, you say, was it close to 100 now have it? How did that come about?
In a lot of cases, people want to get rid of the spoiler problem. And it varies from state to state. There's well-funded groups, you know, with Silicon Valley money and other, you know, wealthy money that wants to use ranked choice voting so that extremists don't get the edge or minority supported candidates don't get the edge, like in that congressional election you talked about, that primary, or take the Republican presidential primary in 2016. I mean, Trump rarely got over 30% or 35% in the primaries, but those were winner take all primaries. So all the anti-Trump Republicans split the vote amongst themselves. And so Trump ended up winning the nomination, even though he never had majority support among the voters in the primaries. So that is a concern that has also motivated movements in these states. And another concern, and this is in municipal level so far, is that ethnic minorities are excluded by winner-take-all elections, whether the elections are at-large in a city or district elections. So in the case of Albany, California, it was Asians that weren't getting represented. In Desert Palm, California, it was Latinos.
So we only have 20 seconds left, but people want more information. How do they do that?
Fairvote.org is the best source to find out more about ranked choice voting and proportional representation. They have a lot of material on that website, fairvote.org.
Thank you very much. You've been talking with Howie Hawkins, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Here is 2022 local music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and they call themselves Karen and Peter. And this song is called Weekend in the Berkshires.
Blueberry denim, cherry wallpaper, across the room, something on the stove sizzles. Are you coming over after band practice? Are you wearing the green jacket I gave you? Puff of smoke, creak of a chair. A robin rises from the driveway into the scarlet oak. So faint I can't hear it. Don't drink the water. It's full of lead. Species crash disturbs the unintended garden. No sense of space under there. Just cement on dirt. The weather warm and strange. Sweating no longer cools the body. Thank you. because it's Sunday. God, it's only Tuesday.
from the 2022 album Faros Fasero. That was Bjork with her single Atapos on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high tone woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
We'll be right back. Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to wgxc.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for. Yay. But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West